This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was messing with my Aero Precision rifle today just to check it and see if it needed a cleaning or anything. No, but it was very nice to run through the manual of arms with it just because it's just that smooth. This past weekend, or in the last few days or so, there has been basically a mini war erupt in the streets of Mexico, about an hour away from Texas. And you just heard the news reference the 22 people that were killed. Four were law enforcement. Trump has been talking about labeling the Mexican drug cartels that owned Mexico, and they do. He wants to label them as terrorist groups, and this is just another step toward what is increasingly looking to be an inevitable confrontation. They just butchered several American citizens, including kids, and we cannot allow that to go unanswered. They murder thousands of Americans a year here with their poison, which cannot go unanswered. But are we Americans even able to answer a bunch of pipsqueak thugs anymore? Let's put aside the question of if we should use our military against Mexico. And look at what might happen if we did escalate. And none of it is good. It's not a matter of the prowess of the people that are of our warriors in the military. If we unleash them, which we seem to be very reluctant to unleash the military, but if we were to unleash them, they would lay waste to anything that we point them at. It's always been that case. But the question is, would we ever unleash them? Would we let them do what it takes to achieve the goal of eliminating the cartels? Because that involves a lot of bloodshed. The answer to that is, of course not. We haven't decisively won a real war since World War II, except the Gulf War, unless you accept the arguable premise that it was an early campaign in a still-continuing Iraq conflict. There's a reason we don't win. We don't want to, as demonstrated by our unwillingness to do the hard things required to win. Can you imagine the Democrats siding with America in a war on Mexican drug cartels? Now, if you can, you are probably more intoxicated on something than Hoover Biden at a strip club on a Saturday night after a payday in Ukraine. Now, this is not to say whether a war on the Mexican drug cartels is a bad or a good idea. Nor is it to say we do not have the combat power to do it. We do. It's just to say that culturally and politically, America is unwilling to do what it takes to win or to accept the losses that would come with a military campaign against the drug cartels. In the military, in a military conflict, you always start with an objective. What is the end state if we opt for armed conflict? The bureaucratic tendency is to fuzz this part up to provide some sort of gooey metric-resistant pablum like a Mexico where people are free to be the very best Mexicans they can be, instead of something clear and measurable like destroy Los Tacos Malos cartel by capturing or killing its leadership, eliminating their capacity to grow, process, and transport illegal drugs, and ending its ability to influence and intimidate the Mexican government, media, and populace. Why would we be unclear with that at all? I mean, why can't we just state that? What's wrong with stating that? Because if the objective is clear and measurable, then the bureaucrats can be held accountable when they fail to meet the objective. That's one problem. And after you figure out the objective, you consider the enemy. Who is it? These are extremely wealthy, sophisticated, and utterly ruthless criminal gangs that have, through plato o plomo, silver or lead, meaning that you take the bribe or a bullet, infiltrated and control all levels of Mexican society today. And they've also done so in the United States to a degree we cannot be sure of right now, but one that is certain to increase if we go to war. They are technically sophisticated, with all the tech money can buy. And they have combat power sufficient to defeat government forces in Mexico. When the Mexican authorities grabbed El Chapo's son, the cartel fought back and defeated the outgunned government units. And in addition, this is key. Inside Mexico, they can rely on Mexican patriotism to help resist U.S. forces. Most Mexicans have no use for the criminals, but less for foreigners. The Mexican president is already decrying an American invasion, and many Mexican patriots would side with their evil countrymen over a benevolent American force. And finally, the drug cartels are ruthless. They murder everybody, and they murder everybody's family, and in a very graphic and spectacular fashion designed to maximize fear. So a massive U.S. invasion is unlikely for many reasons, but there would be a temptation to use special ops types to target key cartel personnel and locations. That can be effective in a counterinsurgency, where you're trying to stamp out rebels trying to overthrow the government. But here the cartels are infiltrated into the government. You can't kill a few leaders and then go home. Mexican society is infected with the gangrene of corruption. A few SEALs smoking some Sicarios and a boon, you know, that's a boon to humanity, but it doesn't win the war. More just take over. So to cure corruption, you would have to tear down and rebuild Mexican society a la Japan and Germany after World War II. Is anybody up for that one? Anybody? Hello? We have a whole bunch of peerless killers and death machines, including Conan the jihadi neutering hero dog. But it's not clear any of that matters here. Our political class has its own interest in ethnic politics and cheap foreign labor that prevents the most obvious of anti-cartel actions, like cutting off their drug money by seriously enforcing the border. But no matter how many Mexican students end up beheaded with chainsaws on video, and no matter how many Americans are murdered, there's no way the Democrats and the corporate GOP would ever stand for a real border. And when you combine that with the currently fashionable baloney about the war on drugs, and you know that even as America's troops fought it out with bullets, their country would be utterly unwilling and unable to do the one thing that might actually crush the cartels. And so what do we do? Do we have Delta Force hit the Sinaloas? Some drone strikes? Play drug dealer whack-a-mole? Do we imagine that the cartels would just sit back and take it? Do we think they would just shrug and let our attacks go unanswered? Because the enemy always gets a vote, and they would obviously vote to attack us here in the United States. And it has happened before. So, the cartels understand the power of terror, and we are weak. A few slaughters of ordinary Americans by cartel gunmen in Houston or Tucson? Yeah. Too much for them to take. And we would be blamed, and America would be blamed for it. Mull that over. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have not been a big fan of football in a very long time, probably since the 70s. Although I really wanted to watch it when I was overseas, but I didn't get to. Then when I came back, they went on break. Not break, they went on strike, excuse me. They had long break, season-long break. Recently, Colin Kaepernick made a few waves as he tries to remain relevant. He did something rather stupid. I mean, the NFL, trying to look like they haven't blackballed him, arranged for 25 teams, I think it is, to watch him work out in Atlanta at an NFL facility. And at the very last minute, he decided that he would do it somewhere else. There was a waiver he didn't want to sign. He wanted to be in control of the process, which that's part of the problem. You know, if you want to play in the NFL, you're going to have to play by the NFL's rules. I realize that everybody wants to be special. I get that. I want to be special. But for certain things that have to happen, if I want to do it, I as long as somebody else is providing the vehicle for me to do it, I have to do it based upon their rules. I'm a firm believer in second chances. And, Colin Kaepernick was provided with a second chance because he wants to play in the NFL. He hasn't played in nearly 3 years now. And he wants to play in the NFL. Okay, great. And so they were going to do this for him. But then he didn't really want it because he showed up wearing a T-shirt saying Kunta Kinte. Like, he's a guy who's a millionaire, and he's wanting to make out like he's a slave. And that's the other thing. I mean, he was raised by a white family. Come on, Colin. I mean, you and Barack, you guys know the deal. You know the deal. But that's all beside the point. He just got paid $10 million to make a Nike ad where he got out there and said if you believe in something, be prepared to give up everything or something like that. Like being a millionaire and being able to retire from or not play in the NFL and not have a concussive brain injury or, you know, post-traumatic brain injury. That's bad. He sacrificed. And this is a guy that was never a great quarterback. I mean, the league, there's more so-so quarterbacks in the league than there are anything else. But anyway, I digress. Because he wants all of you to know that he's ungrateful. Because he made a spectacle of himself at something called Unthanksgiving. Coming from the Daily Wire, we get failed NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick trashed the United States on Unthanksgiving Day, accusing the United States of having stolen billions of acres of land from indigenous people. In a tweet that featured a video, Kaepernick wrote, "Spent the morning at the Indigenous People's Sunrise Ceremony on the 50-year anniversary of the occupation of Alcatraz. The U.S. government has stolen over 1.5 billion acres of land from indigenous people. Thank you to my indigenous family. I'm with you today and always." Colin, there's nothing beneficial to being a victim. And you should be happy about people not being victims. The leftists may call your concern something about social justice, but there's nothing real about anything that you're complaining about here. He just feels better when he's ungrateful. And maybe that's why he's a so-so lousy quarterback. But being the loser no matter what can get in the way of winning. And this may be, there's some people out there that think this is due to the fact that, you know, he did try out. There were, I think, 8 teams that showed up. 5 of them have to leave his private workout. And he sat there and made a little speech at the end of it saying that, you know, don't run. He accused the NFL of running from the people. So are you like leading a movement now, Colin? Right now, even though his lawyer states that there's 2 teams interested in him, there's not a single team that has actually reached out to him to express any interest in signing him. So he's being essentially been rejected by the NFL. So he released a statement attacking the league, saying in a video, "I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. I continue to be ready. We have nothing to hide. We're waiting for the 32 owners, 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. To stop running from the truth, to stop running from the people." I mean, I don't know, Colin. Maybe if you were to show a little humility for the fact that you do live in a country where you can get played, you can get paid a lot of money, millions of dollars to play a game. And I know it's a profession, and I know there's a whole lot of hard work in it, but, you know, you get what I'm saying, don't you? Maybe he's congenitally ungrateful. He could be patting himself on the back for his family, his earlier football career, his Nike contracts, which apparently come with corporate power riders, and the fact that people still pay attention to him, despite all of this public display of stupidity. But no, he's not grateful at all. And now he's blaming America and its most treasured holiday, expressing his ingratitude explicitly on its day of thankfulness. So for all of you that have been big cap supporters out there, I understand it. I get it. You know, but this is not about anything other than Kaepernick. Kaepernick thinks that he's more important than everybody else playing in the league. He thinks he's more important than the teams playing in the league. He thinks he should have everything he wants his way. And I would hope that the public establishes his inherent loserness and understands this pathetic ingratitude. It's very hard to be a millionaire and to be a victim. At least I think, anyway. So I'm glad you got your second chance, and I'm sorry that you squandered it, son. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the release of more documents ahead of President Trump's impeachment trial. The New York Democrat is requesting documents from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget.
We don't know what these documents will say, just as we don't know what the witnesses will say. They may actually be exculpatory of President Trump or they may be further condemning of President Trump. But they should come out. We should see these documents.
The CEO of Boeing is resigning. Chairman David Calhoun will be taking over as the company's replacement for former CEO Dennis Muilenburg on January 13th. Muilenburg has been in hot water since the airplane manufacturer had to ground its 737 MAX aircraft worldwide after two deadly crashes overseas that killed 346 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When you have to ask for a right, at that point it ceases to be a right and it becomes a privilege. And privileges like freedom can be taken away. The right of you, of the people, to keep and bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment to the United States, and it cannot constitutionally be taken away. So, with these so-called red flag laws, what this is an attempt to do is to take that away, to demote the right of the people to bear arms to a mere privilege. This is being championed by the left wing and some on the right who would prefer that we view the Bill of Rights not as a sacrosanct guarantee of individual liberty, but an a la carte menu of daily preferences. And red flag laws are, although often well-intentioned, very ill-conceived reactionary surrenders of our constitutional liberty. Having these, the places that have these will see these be abused. Ask them how it's going in Florida. It would be both curious and dangerous to see exactly how many other rights and liberties they truly believe are subject to such daily whims. Red flag laws allow individual judges to issue orders allowing law enforcement to seize firearms from American citizens, not on the basis of any committed crime, but based solely on the beliefs of others. They allow for ex parte hearings, which is a proceeding without the accused even being present to defend him or herself. They require the accused to appear before a court after an order has been issued and make an argument in defense of their rights. The accused must demonstrate, to the satisfaction of a judge who may or may not be friendly to Second Amendment rights, that they should be allowed to exercise their constitutional right. And most importantly, red flag laws are ripe for abuse in any number of fashions. They can create an undue burden on you to prove that you are entitled to exercise your constitutional rights. This past October, Stephen Nichols, an 84-year-old Korean War veteran, former police officer, and current school crossing guard, was the victim of the flawed red flag law mentality. Mr. Nichols' offense, you might ask? Well, he was overheard and misquoted by a waitress in an Oak Bluff, Maryland diner. Is that Maryland or Montana? It must be Maryland. Mr. Nichols, speaking with a friend, complained of the local school security officers leaving for coffee while the school children were unattended. He complained that anybody could shoot up the school while security officers took breaks. So subsequently, and on the word of the waitress who overheard his statement, Mr. Nichols had his license and registered firearm seized and was immediately fired from his position as a crossing guard. So he had his 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment rights essentially revoked. Now, if we assume, for the sake of argument, that Mr. Nichols' accuser acted in good faith, what does his predicament say about the potential for people acting in bad faith? How many ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends and ex-husbands or ex-wives can easily abuse red flag laws? How many constitutional rights are red flag law proponents willing to submit to arbitrary review by judges? What if red flag laws were applied to other situations of life or death? Like abortion. Proponents of red flag laws regarding Second Amendment rights argue, absent evidence, that without them somebody may die. If we apply the same reasoning to abortion rights, absent red flag laws for abortion, someone will die. So suppose we were to apply this to abortion. Should an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband or parent or friend be able to petition a judge to halt an abortion? Clearly, you would think the decision to have an abortion is a very emotional one. Would it be so bad for a judge to halt the procedure just long enough to make sure that the subject woman is acting rationally? Should we allow an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband or parent or school counselor to make the red flag abortion petition ex parte? Would pro-choice advocates feel comfortable that a judge hearing the red flag abortion petition could keep his or her personal and political feelings out of the ruling? Would a woman seeking an abortion feel overly burdened by simply having to plead her case to a judge, or would she believe that she does not have to explain exercising her constitutional rights to anyone? Would a woman feel in such circumstances that abortion was no longer a right, but a privilege? Which, by the way, abortion is not a constitutional right. Constitutional rights are guaranteed to all citizens. They're not privileges that can be taken away arbitrarily or capriciously. Proponents of red flag gun laws are comfortable with a judge deciding when an individual can exercise his or her Second Amendment right. Would they be equally comfortable with a judge determining the same for abortion rights? Because in both cases, life or death may hang in the balance. Maybe the Supreme Court could look at them both. Red flag laws are simply an unconstitutional burden on rights. And as Benjamin Franklin put it, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And see, something like this is coming. Something like this is coming. What's one movement that we're going to see that's beginning to happen slowly is that the left is going to be treated the way they treat people. The left is going to have their own tactics used. I mean, this is what Donald Trump does daily. This is what he does daily. He takes the Alinsky book, he reads it, he changes things to work for him, and then he uses the same tactics they use on him, and he uses them very well. And having said all of that, you know, it's just you're just sitting here and you're thinking to yourself, how would they react to this? Well, they won't react well to it. You can already see it with the Second Amendment sanctuary cities and the sanctuary counties. And the truth of the matter is this. That would be a whole lot easier to defend than immigration would be. Yeah. That would be a whole lot easier to defend because there would actually be people motivated to defend the Second Amendment sanctuary county. And you would have law enforcement on your side, too. And what they're trying to say right now, as an example, is that you can't do this. Well, but you're already doing this with immigration, right? So this is out there. This is taking their little setup and turning it back in their direction and saying to them, okay, so you want to have a sanctuary city. Cool. Okay, you want to have a red flag law. Cool. We want to, sooner or later, what they should do, maybe Trump can do it. Maybe if we win the House and the Senate and keep the Senate, we can do it. I think they should pass a red flag law on abortions. Because we know abortions, they always cause death. It doesn't matter if they think that, you know, unless you're in the phone book, you're not really alive. That's a silly thing. I think it begins when the heart's beaten. I think a little bit of their own medicine is just what the doctor ordered. Then maybe they would see rights, real rights, for what they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Last Friday, we had a London Bridge terror attack by another fanatic Islamist with knives. Not the first one, to be sure, on the London Bridge. And that was a case study in all kinds of things that have gone wrong as blue city politics and leftist reform agendas take over. Who let this beast into the country? Why, even after one terror attack attempt, why was he let out of the can on parole with only an ankle bracelet to monitor him? That was obviously a waste of time as well. Why was he not booted back to his hellhole of origin? First plane out. Why were the cops that everybody's supposed to rely on in lieu of guns, why weren't they around? Why did it take bystanders, one that was armed with a whale tusk taken from a decorative display on a chow house wall, and another one wielding a fire extinguisher, why did it take them to knock the beast down? Why don't bystanders in London have access to guns? There's so many things wrong with this, just to start. The worst, though, was the fact that the terrorist was not just let out on a much undeserved parole. He was busy lecturing the leftists at Cambridge University at a conference, participating in workshops on his supposed prison rehabilitation. And the leftists ate it up and called for more such reform. He was one of their leaders, and they were taking it from him. Coming from the London Telegraph, we get this. The event at the center of the London Bridge attack was an alumni celebration for an organization run by academics from the University of Cambridge. Learning Together was set up in 2014 by Ruth Armstrong and Amy Ludlow from the Faculty of Law and Institute of Criminology. It brings together people in criminal justice and higher education institutions. The attacker, who was on probation and wearing a tag, is understood to have been invited to share his experiences as a former prisoner. Academics and criminal justice campaigners had tweeted excitedly about the day ahead as they gathered at the grade two listed Fishmongers Hall just off London Bridge to celebrate Learning Together's fifth anniversary. This dude was a star. So it seems that coddling and cosseting terrorists like these as warm and fuzzy, cuddly victims who need reparations from society for their time in the can, that doesn't work out the way they say it will work out. Campaigns against mass incarceration, which is a Soros agenda hobby horse, failed whenever and wherever they are tried. Thomas Lifson put out an article about how affordable bail and letting rabid criminals circulate freely in the law-abiding population has created a very hellish situation in Chicago. But the influence of all of this nonsense is all over, including woke London. You can bet the leftists involved in this sham will refuse to take any responsibility for the two people now dead that their coddling led to. They kept calling for letting these beasts out of the can because dead people can always be dismissed easily. Now, already there are claims on Twitter that his name is Khan. He got a soft treatment under Theresa May. Why would I be impressed by that? Theresa May was always imitating the leftists. For the rest of us, it shows the big reasons why the whole Sorosian free the prisoners, blue city ethics argument needs to be shut down. And the UK is coming up on an election shortly. It'd be nice if the voters could remember that one or this one and vote accordingly. Now, believe it or not, one of the things that they study when they're looking at terrorists is terrorists, most of the time, terrorists do not operate in their country of origin. They wish to project what they're doing. So, how they travel has become something to study and look at as they attempt to try to keep this from happening. But the idea of physical land borders, there's a proof of concept for a long-standing theory that jihadists could infiltrate them as they pose as migrants to clandestinely reach targets in a new and unexpected way. In Europe, many dozens of jihadists finally did just that for the first time in contemporary terrorism history. And they conducted gruesome attacks in 9 countries in recent years. Over the next month, this series will explore other places as they go and conduct more attacks there. There's never just an attack. It's a series of attacks. Now, after 9/11, counterterrorism practitioners were expected to constantly study one of the most fundamental components of attack tradecraft, which is terrorist travel. And in addition to how they communicate, arm, and finance themselves, the idea then and now is that staying sharp about emerging terrorist tactic, technique, and procedure like these would inform the national strategy necessary to keep America safer. But there's little evidence in the public record that suggests that those responsible for American comprehension have ever actually acknowledged that let alone begun studying a fresh terror travel phenomenon that exploded onto the world stage a full year, 3 years ago in Europe with the November 2015 coordinated terror attacks in Paris. The Islamic jihadist tactic of using camouflaging mass migration to unauthorized border crossings of targeted Western nations. History shows that contemporary terrorists, to include all 19 of the 9/11 hijackers, have usually relied on conventional airline-related travel into airports, processes that involve refugee resettlement fraud, white-collar visa and immigration law violations. And the lion's share of counterterrorism effort naturally went to fixing that vulnerability. But unauthorized land border crossing was thought to be a hypothesis, and a fanciful one at that, widely ridiculed last year when Trump suggested it was more than plausible at the southern border. But there was a new study that came out from the Center of Immigration Studies that confirms with little room for doubt that irregular migration resulting in unauthorized border crossing happened on a significant scale in Europe and can no longer be ridiculed or regarded as a theory. The proof of concept is now a reality that should be acknowledged and dealt with as the new terror travel tactic it is, right up there with visa fraud involving airline travel. Now, the reason I bring this up is we've got the cartels that are doing what they're doing. Do you think for 1 minute they would not help the jihadists come into the country? Between 2014 and 2018, 104 jihadists used irregular migration across the European Union's external borders, and then they created bloody mayhem. And there's still some of them out there operating today. And these are now referred to as migrant terrorists. Think about it. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.